Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni, show number 3, Friday, October 4th, 2013.
So I stand tall, it gets a little better. I see the wall that we can break down together. Stand strong, it gets a little better now. We can break it down.
Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu is pleased to present Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni.
Welcome to Finding Your Voice. This is DJ Noni, and I'm looking forward to sharing a treasure trove of life wisdom and insight on a variety of topics that'll spark your thinking and help you define your purpose, all of which is meant to encourage you to reach your highest potential. Life, we can do this thing on Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni, right here on radio.dominican.edu. Come on in, let's talk.
We can break down together. Stand strong, it gets a little better now.
Well, I always like to start us off with gratefulness. What are you grateful for in your life today? Let's take a moment now to notice what is good and going well, and to notice what we're grateful for. And of course, breathe. The word that popped up in my mind is love. I am grateful for love. Now, love is this big, huge thing, and it covers so much ground that I'm often at a loss for words to describe how much love I have in my body and my psyche and my mind to share and give with my family, friends, and even people I don't know. I love love. I love love. Now, that doesn't mean that at every moment I'm perfectly happy and perfectly in love with everyone, and I do have my moments of anger or even hate, and that's rough for me to say, but it's true. So I'm not a happy, wappy, fakey, lovey person, but I feel the depths of what love is and how I can love so much and so many. And it isn't actually only in regard to people, it's pets, it's our environment, it could even be political processes. I don't agree with some things that people do and say sometimes, but I love that we have a political process that we can go through. So the concept of love is very interesting and hard to describe, but I am grateful. I'm grateful for my ability to love. Think about what you're grateful for. Just think about it. Okay, let's pull our angel message for the day. I'm going to grab my little box and shake it up, as you could hear. I'm going to mix up my cards. I'm closing my eyes, and I am picking the card, and now I'm looking at it. Ooh, this is a new one for me. This one says adventure. My angel message for today is adventure. You know, I have to say that I'm a little scared. I'm not sure if I'm a very adventurous person. Some people might say that I am, but I stick pretty close to home and stick to my calendar and what I want to do and what my vision and goals are. So being adventurous, I'd have to stretch for that. Now, later in the show, I'm going to talk to you about Hardly Strictly Bluegrass, which is the free festival in San Francisco in Golden Gate Park. And I think that that's going to be my adventure for this weekend. I'm going to go out there among the throngs of people and listen to some really great music. So I'm going to put this angel message to work and take an adventure to Hardly Strictly Bluegrass. Okay, that's my angel message. Now, let's look at our power thought cards. And what I love about power thought cards, I'm mixing them up as I'm talking. Let me just shuffle them real quick. What I love about these power thought cards is they are a way to retrain my brain to think in new patterns. I tend to go toward a negative thought first, and I tend to put myself down first. So these power thought cards have helped me to reframe my thinking and give myself affirmative words to use. And as I mentioned before, when we were talking about love, this doesn't mean that I'm a happy, wappy person and perfect all the time, but I'm just trying to retrain my brain to have new words to access so I can look at things in a more positive light. That's where these power thought cards come in for me. And I love it that Louise L. Hay, the self-help guru, is the one who put them together because her voice just resonates throughout them for women and men throughout the world to re-empower themselves. Okay, so let's go. I already shuffled them. I'm cutting the deck in half. I'm going to pick the top card. It is a beautiful green card with swirls. You are going to love this card. I love this card. It says, I am at peace. The affirmation on the back says, divine peace and harmony surround me, and they dwell in me. I feel tolerance, compassion, and love for all people, myself included. Oh my goodness, I feel like I'm going to cry. How appropriate. And I know you might be saying out there, of course, DJ Noni, it's appropriate. Angel messages, gratefulness, power thought cards. Of course it was going to be appropriate. Good thing. What if it was a terrible card, right? What if it was a terrible card? No, but seriously, it is very appropriate. I am at peace. I'm at peace with how much love I have in my heart. I'm at peace with myself if I have anger in my heart, and I know that I can transition between the two very seamlessly, and that they are resident and important in my life. And I'm at peace with the fact that I can be adventurous, even though I like to stay on my schedule. So today, I get to be at peace, and perhaps this message will go with you, and you can be at peace as well. Let's listen to some music as we meditate on love, adventure, and being at peace. And when we come back, we'll see if we've got some Penguin Radio DJs in the house, and I'll talk about transitioning into fall here on Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni on radio.dominican.edu.
On earth, give me light, give me life, keep me free from birth, give me hope, help me cope with this heavy load, trying to touch and reach you with heart and soul. Keep me free from birth, I give.
following is a public service announcement. Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary is looking for energetic individuals with an interest and passion for engaging the public and school children about the nature and wildlife around them. Docent volunteer trainings are available weekdays, evenings, and one weekend date. Volunteers will become familiar with Audubon's mission, history, and focus on birds and habitat. Spend time enjoying an amazing spot with an amazing view and give back to your community at the same time. Volunteer trainings are ongoing. Interested individuals should contact Wendy Dahlia, Conservation and Education Director, at 415-388-2524, extension 111. That's 415-388-2524, extension 111. Volunteer to make a difference in your community with the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary.
Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Finding your voice with DJ Noni.
Well, welcome back to Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni. As promised, I have some really great DJs in the house today, and we are starting off with Raya Cole. Raya is setting up a piece of music that she's going to have you listen to, and just sit back and get in the groove with Raya, and she'll be right on in a few moments. Right here on radio.dominican.edu. You're going to be the first to hear Raya Cole with Above Ground Bay Area live. radio.dominican.edu.
Yeah, I'm like, girl, what you doing for today? I'm thinking maybe me and you should go and run away. And I don't believe in love at first sight. But after seeing you, baby, maybe I might. Cause when you walk by, I knew you were my type. The apple of my eye, flyer than a kite. Okay, alright, I know that was kinda corny, but I'm just warming up. Look at you, all dolled up. Look at me, getting caught up. Going down, yeah, shout up. Hopefully you got a number I could call up. And if you do, girl, that'd be super. These chicks hot, but you're so much cooler. And I was hoping she would give me a chance. She walked by and didn't give me a glance, damn.
I told her like, ooh, baby, I'm so amazed by everything that you do.
So I told her like,
yeah, I said, girl, what you doing on the weekend? And she said, I don't even know, depends. But you're the one that I'm seeing in my dreams, and maybe we can get together in the evening. I know we just met, but fate I believe in. I know the spot where the stars just peek in. If love is deep, I'll put both feet in. Show me where the sea is, I'll be in the deep end. Ha, your beauty got me sinking. Got me saying all the without thinking. I probably sound like I spent the night drinking. Are these the lines that I'm always repeating? But it's the heart on my sleeve. I wanna know if yours might have a spare key. But if you're a heartbreaker, then please spare me. Damn, she was apparently.
I told her like, ooh, baby, I'm so amazed by everything that you do.
So I told her like,
you do. I told her like, ooh,
wanna know what's up. I told her we should kick it, but all I heard was crickets.
Welcome to Above Ground Bay Area, where reckless creativity, inspired youth, and community live. I'm Raya Cole, and you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is my first show, Above Ground Bay Area, right here on Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni. I'm more than honored to be here with her. She's been awesome in letting me have a spot with her show every Fridays at 2. You just heard a featured artist of the week, Drop City Yacht Club. They are amazing. They actually dropped that single Crickets around February this year. So it's kind of a throwback for now. I just thought I'd bring it back in because it just makes you feel good and inspired. And I feel like this is kind of where our youth and adulthood is heading, just to feel good and be comfortable with who we are. That was playing around radio stations around the nation. The Drop City Yacht Club, previously known as The Freshmen, are from our own city of San Francisco. They've been in the game since 2009 and are killing it coast to coast, hitting venues like The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, as well as South by Southwest. A huge win for the trio A Wolf, Christo, and THX. Some other hits to look out for include Mr. Dean and Dream in California, which have some pretty, I would say, creative music videos to go along with it. That's one of the reasons I liked this artist, was because of the visuals that they put with the things that they create musically. It's fun, it's fresh, and it just makes you feel good. If you're really interested in them and you want to see how they are, their mini episode series is on YouTube. They have about 12 episodes of them going on tour, kind of letting you into the inside scoop. And if you pay attention closely and look out the window where they're driving, you'll probably see your hometown. So if you like Drop City Yacht Club, check out their other West Coast rappers as well, T Mills and Tyga. As far as that goes, we have a really exciting first week of October coming up. It's the weekend and it finally feels like fall, which is crazy, but at the same time, summer was well spent, probably went by too fast for most of us. A bunch of cool stuff is going on. So just today, you could get free coffee at Pete's Coffee and Tea. If you buy one, you get one free. There's the usual restrictions, like the second drink has to be like 2 tablespoons and less than 50 cents. But hey, it's free caffeine. Everything free caffeine, I think, is always a reason for a party around, at least for me. Also, National Taco Day at El Torito's restaurant. So if you go into any El Torito's restaurant in the North Bay and whisper in the hostess's ear, secret taco, you get one crispy or one street taco for free. For all of the homeless people that we have in the Bay, and as well as poor, hungry college students, I think that's a pretty good deal. If you don't know where any El Torito's are at, one is in Burlingame. One is in San Leandro, Foster City, Santa Clara, Milpitas, and Rohnert Park. So they're spread out pretty nicely around the Bay Area. I'm sure you could find one to go to. And while you're there, for the people who are over 21, might as well get a margarita as well. Also, this is really interesting because I'm truly a nerd at heart. California Academy of Sciences is offering free admission all day Friday, October 4th. Today, if you guys weren't wondering, and it's free. So I just recently visited this place, and I don't know if anyone is aware that the Exploratorium moved places, but the California Academy of Sciences is still in Golden Gate Park, and you can go free today for the people who live in Mission and Castro districts, though. So if you have any friends that live out there, those districts include Mission, Bernal Heights, Noe Valley, Castro, Coal Valley, Haight, Glen Park, Sir Francis Wood, and Lake Merced. So if you're bored today or if you're hungover, just get up out of your bed and go see some cool stuff. It's always a good idea to go and expand your mind. And if it's in your backyard, might as well. Golden Gate Park is pretty accessible to everybody, especially with our public transportation. It's a good way to go. And after that, if you feel like not going home, you could always visit the Hardly Strictly Bluegrass Festival this Friday in Golden Gate Park as well. So you'll be right next to it if you go to the Cal Academy of Sciences. So after you get your science on, you could go get your bluegrass on. And that's today until, I think, the wee hours of the night. And special guest, I'll have you know, was MC Hammer. He went on at 10 a.m. today. Unfortunately, I don't have the video yet, but I'm sure we'll be able to find it within due time. And if anybody goes, let us know what you think, because DJ Noni, I think, is actually going to go visit, and she'll probably have a segment on it later today. She's pretty pumped. She's nodding her head like, yes, I can't wait. I can't wait. All right. And then for tomorrow, be sure to check out the Bay Area Free Book Exchange. It's actually every Saturday and Sunday, if you guys didn't know, from 9 to 6 p.m. in El Cerrito. And you could take up to 100 books for free. So I just found out about this. And I've been telling myself, like, Raya, you need to expand your vocabulary. Raya, you're using the same words over again. And I don't know if most people feel this way, but after 4 years of school, I do feel like my brain has expanded. Funny, maybe not to you, but I literally feel smarter, and I think it's because all of the stupid books and articles that I've had to read over the 4 years. Like, who thought school would actually work? But it does, and I do enjoy reading, and when I saw this, I thought this was the coolest idea ever, to have a just open exchange for books, and you could take as many as you want, and you could bring as many as you want. It's like an ever-changing treasure trove of thousands of books and voices. And so if you are interested in that, it's 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. in El Cerrito. And then also tomorrow, since we're in the East Bay, there's a free New Era Oakland guided walking tour. And it's actually the last day tomorrow at 10 a.m. Reservations are recommended. And if you leave a message on the tour's 24-hour hotline, it is 510-238-3234. I highly recommend this. Not because I went or anything, because I haven't. I don't have any days off. But if I did, I would totally take advantage of this, because Oakland is such a misrepresented place. I've lived on the West Coast, I lived on the East Coast, and I've been fortunate to visit a few different countries. And there's no, aside from Brooklyn, there was this community feel when I went and visited Oakland. Everybody kind of looks out for each other, and even though it gets this bad rap, it's kind of a magical place. It's like a real world Disneyland, but you live there, and people are nice, and there's so much culture brewing. I think it'd be so beneficial and actually like fun to go and get a walking tour of Oakland. And it's free. It's not like $50 when you're stuck with like a whole bunch of foreign tourists if you go on a walking tour in San Francisco. So go ahead and check that out. The 90-minute tours of downtown Oakland will be offered every Wednesday and Saturday, but I think tomorrow is the last day. All right. You are listening to Above Ground Bay Area with me, Raya Cole. When I come back, I'm going to hit you with a little bassspiration. It's my own special segment here on the show. But to start your weekend off with good thoughts and positive vibes, I'm going to play a little something from this past weekend from Beyond Wonderland, a rave event that happened in Mountain View over the past weekend. I don't know if you guys have been paying attention, or maybe you already know all about this and know more than I do, but the rave culture is back, and it's coming. It's been here. So this is just a little taste of what's coming at you. And we'll be right back. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu.
Watching the world, watching them all go insane. Look at them all, look at them do evil things. So I go out and dance, party my problems away. Look at me now, look at me now.
dancing again in the club. Nothing really matters in a club. Nothing really matters in a club. Nothing really matters in a club. Nothing really matters but the beat.
In a club, I rock club life. Come out at night, shot till daylight. Hot models, my type. Let's go, take flight, explode, dynamite, disco, black light. In a club, party people rocking hardcore. In a club, DJ rock the dance floor. In a club, hot mama dancing, oh lord. In the club. I just came to rock on out to escape from the world. Watching the world,
watching the world,
watching them all go insane. Look at them all,
look at them all,
look at them do evil things. So I go out and dance, party my problems away. Look at me now. Look at me dancing again in the club. Nothing really matters in a club. Nothing really matters in a club. Nothing really matters in a club. Nothing really matters but the beat. In a club, feeling like a star when I walk in a house. Spun that record and he burned down the house.
Hey!
Just like MC Hammer, I'ma turn a mother out. I'ma rock the dance floor, check me out.
Hey!
I came here with my people, I was stressed out, so I had a getaway.
Hey!
The world is going mad, I think they're going crazy.
Hey!
So I just gotta break on out to the club. Nothing really matters in the club.
All right, welcome back to Above Ground Bay Area. I'm Raya Cole, and you were just listening to DJ David Guetta's featuring will.i.am, Nothing Really Matters, and it's totally true, especially in the club. I know it firsthand. This is radio.dominican.edu, and David Guetta was just one of the headliners at the two-day rave in Mountain View. That's kind of why I threw it out there. One last salute to the ravers and the two-day event that was classically dubbed Beyond Wonderland. Until next time. Now it's time for our last segment called Bayspiration, where ideas and dreams finally have a home, especially for us 18 to 32-year-olds who are in this generation, and I feel that we are totally getting bogged down by a ton of stuff. A little personal bit about me. I am a college student, a part of this generation, and I spend my time virtually online and going dancing. I do a million things at once. Two things I really pay attention to is music, like you just heard, and ideas, especially around my community. I'm always looking for the next big thing, partly because I'm deathly afraid of not having a job after I graduate, but also because I want to keep my options open. And I feel I was fortunate enough to work with older people when I've gone off to internships or when I moved. And one thing they constantly told me is, remember to slow down. You know, they jumped into the workforce as soon as they could and they killed it, you know, and rise through the ranks. But then 25 years later, they said, you know, I didn't do anything that I wanted to do, and now I'm here. And that's kind of what I don't want to happen to me or any of my friends. because I feel like a lot of kids like me in their last year of college are pounded with this thesis work and studying for their GREs and LSATs and all of this crazy stuff that in the real world, it doesn't even matter if you could write a good paper as long as you can hold your own and basically be a good people person and get a job or be good at one skill. It's kind of very confusing. And so because of all this, I feel like that we fail to realize the innovation that's really going around and the innovation in technology and good ideas that are coming out of everybody, and we like to suppress them. So as my big bang to every segment, I'll be sharing a piece of good coming straight from my own community. And right now it's in Marin County, and I'm extending it to the Outer Bay Area. So if anybody has any suggestions or has a good idea, please throw it my way. Don't be shy. Last week I spoke with Marcello Schirmer. He was the event coordinator for the Startup Weekend Bay Area, and his dedication to the cultivation of new businesses and entrepreneurship. That's a lot of words, but it really was just being dedicated to having good ideas and being able to pick one and really develop it. His event that he was coordinating was Startup Weekend Bay Area, and he just gathered everybody that was interested, and it was basically like a friendly competition. And at the end of the weekend, one idea was picked and followed through with and funded. And it's just a great way that people are building community around here and adding to the economy as well. All right. And so first, today I found something on Indiegogo.org. I don't know if anybody's heard of it, but it's an awesome website, as long with startup Kickstarter and Upworthy. I think other than Instagram, that's kind of where I spend most of my time. So for my commuters and visitors, or anybody coming from Marin County, I'm sure you've wondered where the hell the BART station is. Because when I first moved here, I did. And so did Victoria Bogdan. She's the creator and producer of SF Bay Area, What It Could Have Been. Through the 50s and 70s, investors and realtors had huge eyes on what is now Marin County. They had plans and layouts and just really deep, how should I say this, really deep blueprints to basically Los Angeles, the North Coast. If you were not aware that the ground here is fertile and it was valuable to invest in and really build up, and it could have been made a ton of money with casinos and hotels and motels and restaurants. But a handful of Marin County activists kind of laid their life on the line and said, no, we're not going to have that here. We're going to preserve this land for what it is. And so because of that, that's why we have this here. But Victoria Bowden kind of took that idea and ran with it and said, what if we didn't see that? What if it was that industrial place? And her project is now an Indiegogo, and she's trying to fund for it. And she is trying to create, along with her illustrators and developers, a graphic novel of what it could have been. So basically a picture book and a full-fledged website to show people around here that, you know, we should be grateful for what's here and the beautiful mountainous range and hikes around us, because it could have been trashy casinos and run-down motels. So that is today's Bayspiration. I hope you guys enjoyed. If you want any more information on Victoria Bowden, you could go to Indiegogo.org and search for SF Bay Area, What It Could Have Been. Or if you want to learn more about the activists, go to marinconservatives.org. And that is my Bayspiration for the day. We will be back in a quick moment with DJ Noni. We're going to go ahead and spend some time together. Here's a music break, a little inspiration for you.
We'll be right back. that they watch speedy rhythm. Watch the way we drop it in a mix time. Rise and amplify him, rise and amplify him, rise and amplify him, rise and amplify him, rise and amplify.
Hello, and welcome back to Finding Your Voice. I am Raya Cole, and I'm here with DJ Noni.
Hey, Raya. What a wonderful segment. Above ground Bay Area, you're rocking it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, tell me, Raya, how did you come up with the idea for Above Ground Bay Area?
Well, I wanted to talk about something that I really like. And I'm kind of a person that just realized that environment is important to me, not like trees and greenery and being green. I feel that you can be happy if you like the place you live. So if you like the community around you, if you like the people around you, if you like the streets and views, and that came from me going, I lived in a really suburban area, which was not pretty, not very fun. Not a lot of kids got out of the small town feel, and I came to Marin, and then from Marin I moved to New York, and so I made a few big jumps and drastic like jumps, and they were all totally different. And when I came back from New York, I was like, I don't want to be here, this doesn't feel right. But I came back to Marin, and that actually really changed in like a day, because I was like, okay, what I didn't miss about California was the fresh air, so let me go enjoy the fresh air. And so I just started exploring, and I figured, you know, not a lot of people take in what's around them, and why not make a show about it?
So you turned a postpartum depression kind of thing into a postpartum positivity thing.
Yeah.
By saying, hey, I'm going to look at what's good.
Yeah.
And enjoy what's good.
Exactly.
And that's a big part of your show. You have your piece, A Piece of Good. Mm-hmm. Right? I loved the Bayspiration. How did you come up with Bayspiration? That's so darling.
I don't know. Probably half asleep like I usually am when I do my homework.
The ideas like,
it just
come
mashed
the
together.
Dreams.
Yeah. That's probably what happened.
A lot of my ideas arrive when I'm in the shower because I'm relaxed and my brain is just, you know, floating.
That's a good way. That makes it pure. I mean, it's not by accident, like how my ideas are. They're always by accident, or it's already taken.
Ideas come when ideas want to come. Too great. Well, also, I really liked, and we had some feedback from some listeners, I really liked how you had a pro-Oakland stance. That's great. It's great to hear pro-Oakland.
Yeah. I mean, I consider myself from the East Bay, but I really was born in Daly City, and then I really moved out to, like, the suburbs of the Delta. So I didn't really spend that much time in the East Bay, but I really like it. It's a different feeling when you're there and people look out for you. And I think that's rare. So that's why I said
community
it.
Is good. Well, thank you. I think it's great to point that out. You and I have some similarities. I was born in New York and then came out to California.
No way.
Yeah. And I lived in San Francisco, then moved around in Marin, and I lived in Pacifica.
That's so funny because
right below Daly City.
My mom went to high school in Pacifica. Oh, and I go back all the time because
Terra Nova or one of those.
Yeah, exactly. Terra Nova. She was like the cheerleader and like was crazy.
Yeah, I would have been rivals because I went to Oceana.
Yeah. So you did. You went to high school.
Oh, there I went too. To high school in Oceana. I also went to Novato High and I graduated from Tam High.
Wow, that's awesome.
And I went to a high school in Southern California before all that.
Wow. So you moved a lot.
But you moved around a lot.
Yeah.
So we have some similarities.
That's cool.
That's great. Yeah. We get to see the diversity in the world.
It really is. It makes a difference. It makes such a difference. When I talk to some of my friends back at home that have never left, it's a different mindset. Not to say that it's bad. It's just you see things that you can't, that don't necessarily go away after you grow and you can't necessarily go back smaller.
No, and they add to who you are.
Yeah.
I have to say that I love being from New York, and I love having grown up in San Francisco because I saw a lot when I was growing up in San Francisco, different kind of people, sizes, shapes, different sexual orientations, all the races. It was just wonderful and amazing, and it informed how I act toward people. And I think that your show, Above Ground Bay Area, reflects what you've done in your life up to this point.
Thank you. I would hope so.
As does Finding Your Voice. I think that we have some similarities. And I'm so thrilled that you're here guest hosting. And everyone, Raya was just mentioning that she interviewed Marcello Shermer.
Yes, last week.
Last week. We have that produced, and I'm going to get it up on podcast in case anyone wants to listen to that.
Perfect. So That'd be awesome.
Yeah, we'll put that up on radio.dominican.edu for you listeners to tap into so you could hear more about Startup Weekend and hear Raya's voice. And you're coming back next week, in a couple weeks, here and there.
Yeah, so I'm going to try my best to come every week, but I am a senior, and I do have a lot of other projects underway. I'm working on a thesis. I'm trying to create some, like, footwork for an app that I want to create. My thesis. Kind of.
This is a woman who was just saying that her ideas are already taken. She has so many ideas that she has had to create this file, that idea. She puts it in the file. She knows they're going to come to fruition. She's working on them. Whenever you come to the show and are our guest host, you will be so welcome to be here. We're thrilled to have you. Your voice is one that wants to be heard. I love hearing your voice. And everyone, let's just give her a big cheer.
Thank you.
We can hear you all out there.
That's my makeshift stadium.
Okay. Well, let me just give the listeners, stay on with me for a few seconds, and then you can say some goodbyes. Let me give the listeners a little bit of piece of information about later today on radio.dominican.edu. We have some Lady Penguin volleyball coming up. They are going against University of Hawaii at Hilo. That's going to be tonight, 6 p.m., live broadcast right here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Your announcers for that game are Stuart Horn and DJ Swag and Hunter Horenstein, who I hear is on his way to becoming the official voice of Dominican University volleyball. So another big cheer. Give me the.
And DJ Swag and Hunter are amazing. We all started the same year. And it's so crazy that we're in our last year. And I'm so happy for them and proud of them. We're kind of like a family. We don't always get along like a family, but I mean, we see each other every day.
But let me just say this thing about family. Families don't always get along. And the best families are the ones that understand that.
Yeah.
And still love each other even when it's hard.
Yeah, exactly. But I love them to death, and I'm so happy for
them. Yeah, you're going to be sitting next to them at graduation.
Oh, my God. Don't talk about it.
Okay.
We're not going to
You guys, don't
that.
Talk about it. Don't talk about it out there.
There's too much to do before that.
That's so funny. Okay, so everyone, Lady Penguin Volleyball against University of Hawaii at Hilo tonight, 6 p.m., live broadcast here on radio.dominican.edu. Stuart Horn, DJ Swag, and Hunter Horenstein. And remember that you can go on to radio.dominican.edu, pick up the podcast of any of Raya's shows, my show, all of our DJ shows are going to be on there. We're going to start loading them on there. And we will be happy to welcome Miss Raya Cole back anytime here at radio.dominican.edu. And I'm going to have Raya push up my music momentarily, and we're going to take a break, and then I'm going to come back and talk a little bit about fall transitions right here on radio.dominican.edu.
Today, I've been thinking over the last few weeks that there's been a shift for me, and I'm noticing that it has to do with the weather change and how the light is changing. This is now we're in October, and we're shifting from that summer weather to fall weather, and we're shifting from summertime with lots of light during the day and into the evening to far less light in the mornings and evenings, and my body can feel that. So I'm noticing that I'm needing some transition time for myself. One of the things that I think about is that because in the United States we are so go, go, go all the time, that when this fall transition time comes, we're so busy going that our bodies kind of have to catch up. So I'm feeling a little bit more tired. I'm having to drink a lot more water. I'm much more dehydrated because the weather is hot, then it's cold, then it's a little rainy, then it's hot again, and I'm going and not drinking enough water. So I need to drink water. I need to get a little bit of extra sleep, and I need to really take care of myself. Maybe that's happening for you as well, and I want you to know that it is A-okay in times of transition to move a little bit more slowly and to really take care of yourself. Now, I'm an advocate of taking care of yourself at all times, but in this transition time, it's especially important to watch out for yourself. Here are a few things that you can do for the fall. Well, first and foremost, definitely drink enough water. And the question always remains, how much water does a person need? And I was reviewing the Mayo Clinic and Institute of Medicine information, and what they've determined is that for adult men, roughly 3 liters, which is about 13 cups, and for adult women, 2.2 liters, about 9 cups, is a good amount to aim for per day. In my research, I was also reading about the 8x8 rule, which is drink 8 8-ounce glasses of water a day. And it isn't too different than the 13 cups or 9 cups, but the 8x8 rule, it has been said, is not really supported by hard evidence, but it remains popular because it's easy to remember. So what the recommendation is to keep in mind that if you drink at least 8 8-ounce glasses of water a day, then you're good to go. And if you can boost it up to 13 cups for men and 9 cups for women, it's a bonus and it's good for your body. So that's the first thing you can do, is get enough water into your body. Second on our list is sleep. And there are many, many studies, many, many researchers that are looking at our need for sleep, how much sleep we need, when we should be sleeping, what sleep means to us. But the bottom line is, sleep is crucial for our body's development, health, and safety. Now, there is no magic number for a person's need for sleep, because every person has a different clock based on their age, based on where they are in their life. Here's some information from the Sleep Foundation talking about humans' need for sleep. What they're saying is that there are 2 different factors that are being learned about right now for sleep. One is a person's basal sleep need. This means that they're looking at the amount of sleep our bodies need on a regular basis for optimal performance. And the other item is sleep debt. This is the accumulated sleep that is lost to poor sleep habits, sickness, awakenings due to environmental factors, or other causes. These 2 items, put in partnership with each other, are looked at for calculating the amount of sleep a person needs. Based on studies on those 2 items, here are some recommended sleep times. Adults, 7 to 9 hours. Teens, 10 to 17-year-old, try for 8.5 to 9.5 hours. School-age children, that's 5 to 10 years old, 10 to 11 hours. Preschoolers, that's 3 to 5 years old, 11 to 13 hours. Toddlers, 1 to 3 years old, 12 to 14 hours. Infants, 3 to 11 months old, 14 to 15 hours. And newborns, 0 to 2 months old, 12 to 18 hours. So as you can see, the younger you are, the more sleep you need to take care of yourself and to recuperate from all the energy that you're using during the day. These are just recommendations based on studies of sleep patterns and body patterns of humans. And so what we need to do is look at what our lifestyle is, what we're doing every day, and where we can fit in those hours of sleep and get that which we need Maybe you're getting 7 to 9 full hours a night. Maybe you're breaking it up and getting a nap during the day. Wouldn't that be nice? But look for places in your life and in your calendar where you can find that time for sleep. And it's complicated because we, as I mentioned before, are such a busy society. Go, go, go. We've got work, we've got kids, we've got school, we've got volunteer activities. Many folks out there are taking care of their children and they're taking care of their aging parents. And with everything that's going on in the world and here in our government, with our federal government shut down recently, we are on high stress alert and we are on high energy alert. So that is really going to prevent us from getting to the place of relaxation that we need to be in to get to that sleep. So what do you do about it? Here are a few things that experts recommend. One, that you make your bed and your bedroom a sleep-only zone and make it sleep-friendly by making it comfortable, have enough blankets or less blankets if that's your need. Make sure that it's dark and make sure that there is adequate ventilation so you have good breathing and respiration during the night. The part about making it dark is so that your body can produce this hormone called melatonin, and that helps your body sleep, it helps your body recuperate, and it helps the sleep do what it needs to bring your body to its full health. So darkness is crucial to your sleep needs. Having a television in the bedroom is contrary to this light and dark issue because the light thrown from the television inhibits the melatonin production. What's great about televisions these days is many of them come with a built-in self-timer. So you can set the timer right when you get in bed for 20 minutes, half an hour, 90 minutes, so that the television automatically turns off after you've fallen asleep, and then you don't have to worry about the light interrupting your sleep cycle and that melatonin production. One of the things that works really well for me is that I watch a movie on my iPad and I close the iPad and I'm not actually watching the movie, I'm listening to it. So for those first few moments that I turn it on, I'm seeing the visuals, but then I close it and then the earphones are in and I'm hearing the sound and that's distracting my mind and I'm relaxing. It's a movie that I know, but the light is dimmed or off because the iPad is closed, therefore creating darkness. And the other thing that I do, and it was a funny accident a few years ago, I happened to wear a hat to bed and it worked. So I wear a hat to bed and it goes over my eyes and it goes over my ears and it practically goes over my nose and it regulates my breathing, it buffers the sound, and it creates the darkness that my body needs. So look around your life to see what might work for you in the way of creating darkness. So the experts are saying, make your bedroom a sleep-only zone, make it comfortable with blankets and covers, with or without them as you need, good air ventilation, and darkness. Those are some basics that you can do. And then, of course, if you can grab a nap during the day sometime, do it. Okay, that's sleep. So let's look at number three. What's the third thing that you can do to make sure that this fall transition is working for you? And that is exercise. Now, for me, exercise is a dirty word. I don't want to exercise. I don't like the word exercise. I don't like how I feel when I exercise. It's terrible. What I've done is I have changed the word exercise to just move. That's what you need to do during the day is just move. And you've heard this. The studies recommend this. Park further away in a parking lot when you're going to a store. Walk up the stairs instead of an elevator. Walk your kids to school instead of driving them to school. Walk across campus instead of driving across campus. Create opportunities for movement in your life. But sometimes it's hard to get these things into your life, but it can be done. It might be done slowly over a period of time. Eventually, you'll get used to it, though. I always thought that I had to go out on a 2-mile hike and then do lifts and crunches and, you know, exercise. Well, it turns out what's great for my body is just a quick down the block and back again walk in the morning. It's less than a half a mile, and it takes me less than 10 minutes to do. And then when I get back to my driveway, I do a couple of arm circles, and I do a couple of leg lifts, and I do some waist twists, and then I do a little mountain pose, that mountain yoga pose, where you stand up straight with your arms to your side, and then you lift your arms over your head and reach to the sky. That's movement. That's my exercise. At least I'm doing something. I would love to do more at some point, but I want to get that minimum in. So move. Just move. Do what you can wherever you are. And if you're at a desk all day, take a break every 15 to 20 minutes and stand up and do a waist twist, or maybe do a couple of squats, or walk around the office just for a moment. Just move. That's really going to help your body. So if you're drinking water and you're getting sleep and you're moving, that's going to help you, especially in this time of weather and fall transition. We can do this thing. Those are your top three things that you can do for yourself in the fall transition. When we come back, I'll talk about a few other fall things that are going on and what you can do to just make your everyday life better for yourself and your family. This is DJ Noni, and you're listening to Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni, right here on radio.dominican.edu. Welcome back. You are listening to Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni, and this is Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. And as promised, I have a few items about events and things you can do for yourself and your family in this fall transition time. The first item is the wonderful free event in San Francisco, Hardly Strictly Bluegrass. This event is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, October 4th, 5th, and 6th. It's held in San Francisco at Golden Gate Park in Hellman Hollow, which is formerly known as Speedway Meadows. The Hardly Strictly Bluegrass Festival lineup includes Bonnie Raitt, Boss Skaggs, Manchester Orchestra, Sunny and the Sunsets, and Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys, among many others, including G-Love and Special Sauce, Steve Martin, and Emmylou Harris. So if you have time this weekend, go out to Hardly Strictly Bluegrass, the free festival in San Francisco's Golden Gate Park. If you want to look up the schedule and find directions and frequently asked questions, go to hardlystrictlybluegrass.com. That's hardlystrictlybluegrass.com. All right, well, next up is something that you can do for yourself, and that is to take care of your closet and your clothes in the fall transition. Let me talk about a few trends, and then I'll help you clean out your closet a little bit. First of all, footwear is a big thing in the fall, and right now you're going to be seeing scrunch boots and riding boots and stacked heels making a play for your feet. The color scheme for your shoes and boots this season will be the same that you're seeing in fashion trends for clothing, which is the color scheme of black and gray. And what experts are saying is that the black and gray basics are going to give you options for mixing additional colors into your wardrobe effortlessly without looking unoriginal or boring. So that's going to give you a good background, your nice clean boots and shoes in black and gray. You mix a little bit of black and gray in your clothing basics and then throw some color splashes on there with tops and scarves and jackets, etc. Okay, well, now that you have your basic shoes and your basic colors put together, let's clean out your closet a bit. Okay, quick and easy way to clean out your closet and get ready for fall transition. Trash bag in one hand, other hand free. Open your closet and look for damaged clothing. That's clothing that has permanent soil stains, rips, tears, fraying, anything that is not going to make your clothing wearable. Put it in the trash bag. If you have any shoes that are beyond repair, throw them in the trash bag as well. Here's another little bonus hint if you want to grab another bag and do one more level of clean out in your closet. If you have any shoes that are out of style or clothing that is out of style that you haven't worn in several seasons, put it in your bag for donation. Boom, you're done. Your closet is cleaned out. That was easy. No emotional attachment to those damaged pieces of clothing and no attachment to the pieces of clothing that you haven't worn for a couple of years or that are out of style. Now you have room for the incoming styles of shoes and boots and the fresh colors and styles of clothing for the fall. One last thing about cleaning out your closet. When you're looking at your shoes, bring a soft cloth with you and just dust off any of your shoes that have accumulated closet dust on them so they're ready for you to wear. That's just a little extra bonus. Okay, for the last piece of our taking care of yourself and your family, I want to mention that fall is mushroom season. And this is because of the weather change and there's new moisture in the air and it isn't as dry, and mushrooms like this season, so they'll be popping up all over the place. And here's some information for you. While 99% of mushrooms are really not toxic, the 1% that are highly toxic can cause life-threatening problems for humans and pets. So, unless you are an incredibly experienced and very knowledgeable mushroom hunter, do not pick or eat any mushrooms that are in your yard or near your school or near your work. You could die. This is crucial and critical. And do not let your pets forage in areas where there are a lot of mushrooms. They can get a little tiny piece of mushroom and it will do a lot of damage to their internal organs and they could die. My recommendation is that if you love mushrooms, buy them at a reputable grocery store or farmer's market. If for some reason you, your children, or your pets get a hold of some bad mushrooms and you're having a reaction, immediately call your doctor or your veterinarian. Watch out for this. It's fall and mushrooms are popping up everywhere. Take care of yourself. Want you on the planet for a really long time. Okay, one last self-care item for this segment, and that is get yourself a massage. There are lots of great individuals out there that give massages. There are great companies like Massage Heights and Massage Envy that give massages. Call upon your family and friends to give you a massage. And maybe even offer to give someone else a massage, because often we heal ourselves by helping others. It is such a delight to chat with you and talk with you, and this is a transitional time in the weather and in our lives, so take care of yourself. Like I said before, want you on the planet for a really long time. This is DJ Noni, Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni, right here on radio.dominican.edu. We'll be back. Love and gravity.
Dominican students. It's getting close to that time of year where we'll once again be offering flu shots for your health. Flu clinic dates are October the 15th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Creekside, October 24th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and November the 5th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the Nurses Assessments Lab. We may schedule additional clinics or take individual appointments after November the 5th. For current Kaiser members, bring your Kaiser card and it's free. For all others, the cost is $20, cash or check. Nursing and OT students, we will give you proof of receiving the vaccine for your clinicals. This public service announcement has been brought to you by Student Health Center, Dominican University of California. For questions, please call 415-485-3208. Once again, Student Health Center, 415-485-3208. Stay well.
You're listening to Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni on radio.dominican.edu. If you want to catch up with me between shows, I always love hearing from you and finding out what's going on in your life and what's important to you. So drop me a note at Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni on Facebook. Now back to the show.
Oh yes, we are back with Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni. We've got a little bit of Keb Mo on the radio here. This is his song, A Better Man. And I have a better man sitting right next to me. You are in for a treat, everyone. I have with me in the studio, Mr. Todd. You all know Mr. Todd from last semester. He had a fantastic show called It's a Man's World. Well, this semester he is back, and I am thrilled to say that he agreed to be a guest host right here on Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni. So you're going to hear from him on Fridays in the 3 o'clock hour with his segment, It's a Man's World, Men's Health, Emotional, Physical, and Spiritual Well-Being. Welcome, Mr. Todd.
Hello, everyone. Hello, DJ Noni. It's been a while.
It has been a while. Well, Mr. Todd, let's bring everyone up to speed. And I have to say right away that we already have fans and listeners that are calling out, yeah, Mr. Todd's back on the radio. I'm already getting lit up here. So this is wonderful to have you back. So what have you been up to these last few months?
I've just been taking it easy and doing a lot of research. Mainly I've been doing a lot of inner work on myself, you know, just trying to stay true to what I'm saying and, you know, hopefully, you know, just be true to what I'm saying.
So that means that you've been kind of on a personal retreat of sorts.
Yes, that's safe to say.
Okay, and you're going to come back this semester with some new thinking on that, the in that area of men's emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being, yeah?
That is correct.
Okay, well, what do you have for us? Tell us something.
Well, I've been researching male relations, you know, in terms of, you know, I think of my father when I was growing up. It's like we didn't have the text capability. We didn't have the cell phone capability. But me and my father somehow or another connected. I knew exactly where he was going to be at a certain time. And I was there. You know, he was a mechanic. He repaired farm equipment. And I was always around my father. I loved my father dearly. But over the years, as I started to grow and develop as a person, I kind of drifted apart from my father. We still had these moments of relationship, but yet and still it's like I drifted away. And for years I've been longing to get back to that place where I can bond with another male on an emotional level and really just decide what it is to be a male.
So that's where your mind and your heart has been focused these last
few
months.
Believe you me, I've been trying to get away from it and to get into something that I thought I wanted to do, but just keep coming back to this.
You're drawn to it.
I'm drawn to it.
Who is out there in the world these days that you are having friendships with? Do you have a good circle of people around you at the moment?
Not at the moment. Okay. I'm slowly coming out of my retreat mode.
Okay. So you've been in retreat mode and you're ready to ask the universe to bring you that male friendship energy.
Yes.
Nice. Well, I'll tell you. I have worked on my own friendships over the years, both male and female, and it is very crucial to a person's psyche to have someone that you can connect on a deep level with and who you can trust with the inner workings and inner thinkings of your soul. So what are you looking for in a friendship?
Just honesty, commitment, responsibility, someone who's on the same level as you in terms of you can talk outside of the box instead of talking sports or just cars or money. I'm looking for something substantial in terms of what are we doing here? What is our purpose? How can we leave this planet better than the way we found it? Instead of trying to go for the fame, trying to get all the glory, but yet still just do the simple things, help an old lady across the street, helping a young child tie a shoe, helping just a young lady to understand the inner workings of a male, and just helping males understand malehood. And so that's basically what I'm looking for.
Okay. All right. You heard it, universe. It is not a tall order. We are allowed to ask for that which we need and that which we want. And Mr. Todd is putting it out there that he is ready for a really wonderful, deep male friendship relationship.
Yes.
I like it. That's great. Oh, I'm so happy that you're here. This is really wonderful.
Thank you for having me.
You are welcome. Okay, so you've been in retreat, you're talking to the universe about bringing a friend into your life. This is a spiritual movement for you. Okay, that's the spiritual part of your health. Let's talk about your physical health. Last semester when we were doing the radio work together, your voice was giving you a little bit of trouble. You don't have to go into full detail, but let us know about your physical being, not just your voice, but your whole physical being. Where has that been in your retreat time?
It's funny that you ask. You know, the thing was stress. And I've always preached that I'm not a stressful person, but last semester was very stressful for me. And going into my senior year, I had a lot on my plate. I really wanted to achieve a lot, and some things wasn't happening quite the way I wanted it to happen in a timely fashion. So I began to silently stress, and I started stressing out. And so basically on the retreat, I realized that I was stressing. I had to admit that I was under pressure because of the goals and the bar that I set for myself. And, you know, even in my personal relationship, I suffered a setback, and it really caused me to really go inside, to really look and see what was going on.
So that external stress and all of the pressure actually affected you physically?
That is correct.
Okay, and what did you do? Was there something in particular that you did? And you don't have to go into detail, but was it medical? Did you do herbal, homeopathic? Or did you meditate? What kind of things did you do to make that physical shift?
Meditation, running, exercise, eating right, proper sleep, but most of all, the thing that most men are afraid of, yoga and Pilates. That helped me through. That's what worked for me. I can't say that for all men, but okay, that worked for me.
Why do you say that men might be a little weird about yoga and Pilates? Let's go on a little tangent for a moment.
The men that I know and speak with, they have this fear of yoga. Yoga's for women.
Oh, okay.
That's their mindset.
Okay.
And so that's part of my program, to get us out of that mindset. It's okay. We all have the same muscles. We all have the same conditions when we don't exercise that muscles. So I've learned to develop a friendship with yoga and Pilates, and it has helped me out tremendously.
So you are transcending what might be an assumption by men that Pilates and yoga are only for women, and that isn't true in the universe, but it feels true to them.
Yes, the male role belief system. We've been programmed to believe certain things to be true, which are not.
Okay, so you're training yourself to let go of that and those things. So coming back to where you are, those things really helped you to relieve the stress of everything that was going on and then reclaim your physical body and your physical being?
Precisely.
Okay. Now, this is interesting when you were talking about how men have this funny thing that happens to them, that they've been trained or brainwashed, you might say, that's my word, that they have to think a certain way and they're not allowed to say or do or be something. I was listening to one of our fellow Penguin DJs the other day, and when they were on their radio show, this was DJ 91, And DJ 91 was talking about politics, and he said, if you're like me, you might be interested in politics, but you don't know a lot about it. And he said, and I quote you, he said, I am not ashamed to admit that. Isn't that wonderful?
That's the sign of a remarkable young man.
So DJ 91, if you are listening, I want you to know that my heart sang when you said, hey, I'm interested in politics. I don't know that much about it, and I'm not ashamed to say that. I just thought that was really wonderful thinking on his part. And he was saying it to his audience and giving them permission to be who they are.
Bravo to him.
Bravo. I hope you get to meet him. Maybe you can come in the studio when he's around.
I would love to.
Really, really nice young man. Hey, by the way, let's just give him a shout out. So DJ 91's show is called The Sauce, Get Lost in the Sauce, and he's on Wednesdays 2 to 3 p.m. here in the studio, so we'll hear from him next week. So that's good. Okay, so now you've had this spiritual retreat, you've had this physical retreat, so let's get to the emotional part of your retreat. Where are you emotionally these days? Are you feeling really great? Are you feeling emotionally befuddled? What's your status?
I'm feeling awesome.
I would like
completely
it.
Awesome.
Great. You know, when I'm feeling really awesome emotionally, sometimes I get scared. Does that ever happen to you when you're feeling really good?
At first, I did not understand it. I was like, there's no explanation for this feeling. Where is it coming from? I was in panic mode. I really was, audience. I was in panic mode because being a male, we're not used to the gentle side of life, the passionate side of life. I became very passionate, very gentle in my way of approaching people, the way I spoke, the way I carried myself. And it scared me because I thought I was falling into the feminine side of things and, you know, wondering what are people going to think. But I realized that I'm only human. I'm being human. I have all these qualities, and I had to really shake that male role belief system that I have to be tough, rugged, and I really shedded that.
That's great. Okay, so when you've come down and you're like, it's okay for me to feel good, it's okay for me to feel successful, and I don't have to shuck it off.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay, I'm liking that, and I want to just go back for a second on that physical wellness. You were saying eat well, sleep, and exercise. Ha, I was just talking about that a few minutes ago, you know, the fall transition, how important those things are. So I'm glad to hear that that was something that helped you, and that's a reflection that it's good for everybody.
You know, can I interject something for a minute?
Oh, please.
And this is going
to... No, absolutely not. You're not allowed to talk. Stop.
Oh, please, please, please,
please. Please, please, come on in.
But this right here really befuddled me, and I had to ask my professor over and over and over. And then I went and got a second opinion, not only a second opinion, but a third opinion.
Okay.
I heard in one of my lectures in human biology and sexuality is that men go through... The moment that women go through, they have a cycle.
Oh.
And I was like,
oh, dang.
Are you serious? Where can I find this information? No, no, no. And it's true. Men go through the cycle. It's not on the most extreme cases as women, but we go through those cycles too where our bodies have to replenish. We have to reproduce certain cells and certain things of our body, and that's what causes the mood swings. That's what causes those outlandish things that some males do because of that cycle that we go through. And I was like, wow. Isn't that amazing?
I have no statistics on that. I don't have...
But the next time I would have some statistics. This just off the top of my head, I wanted to just share that with you, is that most males do not know that. And I would like to... That's why I wanted to do the show, that we go through the similar things as women go through.
Okay, so you heard it right here on radio.dominican.edu on Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni. Mr. Todd is coming back next time with statistics on the kinds of physical hormonal cycles that men go through and if they have a similarity to women and their hormonal cycles. And I want to hear about hormonal cycles that have to do with menstruation for women and what relative cycles they would be for men, but also women go through that the menopause stage later in life where they stop menstruating. Do men go through some sort of transition at that point? And we know that there's the thing that guys go through in middle age, I can't even think of the term at the moment, where they just go off and they have to, you know, pierce their ears and get fast cars, etc. Think of the term for that.
I know the word, but I'm looking at it, but I can't pronounce it right now.
So, you know, is that relative to the hormonal stuff? By the way, everyone, you don't know this about me. I'm Italian, and I talk with my hands. So I'm waving my hands all over the studio right now. So if you hear all of these crazy sounds, it's me hitting the microphone because I'm so excited. This is so fun talking to you about all this. So you heard it here. He's coming back with statistics, and we're going to find out from Mr.
Oh, I just got it. The midlife crisis.
Midlife crisis. I knew you'd get it. Your brain relaxes, and then it comes back in. Oh, great. Okay, so we've got all of that going, and you got physical, emotional, and spiritual health. And going forward, you're going to come in and talk about relationships and how men can make changes that they need to make and how they can relate to each other and relate to themselves in a better way to make themselves a better man.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. That's going to be good. Oh, it's so interesting to think that even in this day and age, we still find ourselves stuck in some of these roles. And so we find ourselves stuck in these roles that have been put forth for us, both men and women. And I'm glad to hear that you are out there waving a flag going, hey, things can be different and men can change and men and women can share commonalities.
Yes.
And change their brains.
That is true.
Yeah. Well, hey, why don't we take a little break and we'll come back and we will do a little bit more chatting and we'll let them know what's coming up and we'll talk about a few shows that are coming up on Penguin Radio. So you are listening to Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni. I'm here with Mr. Todd in the studio. We're talking about It's a Man's World. So we will be back very soon right here on radio.dominican.edu. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu, and this is DJ Noni. Oh, I'm so glad to have you here on Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni. I'm in the studio with DJ Mr. Todd. Hey.
Hello, everyone.
Okay, well, we've been talking about men's physical, emotional, and spiritual health. And DJ Mr. Todd was talking about how he was in retreat mode in the last few months, and now he's come out. He's ready to get back into the groove. He's going to be here on Fridays in the 3 o'clock hour with me, DJ Noni, on Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni, and he's going to talk about men's health. And what I thought we would do this segment is have Mr. Todd talk about what he was doing in his meditation time, actually how he meditated, and then maybe we'll even have him take us through a meditation, or I'll take us through a meditation. I think that would be so much fun. So, Mr. Todd, when you did your meditation, what was your process?
My process first was quite different than traditional meditating. I would focus on that which I felt as though was a weakness in my life. And I've always struggled with not anger, but voicing my concerns. I was very boisterous, and I could come off a little bit jaded at times, and I can get energized more than I should be on certain topics because of my passion. And so what I would do, I would find a character or an actor that really inspired me growing up. And the person who I always drifted to was always Billy Dee Williams. I admired the way he was smooth and you know, he's just casual about things. I loved his approach in life. And so Billy Dee Williams would be my focal point. How do I become that gentleman? How do I become that man of class and, you know, and of, you could say elegance with a male. You could say elegance. I'm not afraid to say that.
I think that saying Billy Dee Williams is an elegant man is such a perfect description.
Well, thank you for your vote of confidence. And so I would focus on his aura. Not Billy Dee Williams, the person, but his aura, how he went about conducting this business.
Well, are you Italian? You just, your hands are flying every, so passionate. Sorry, go. His aura.
His aura. And so that was, I've always wanted to be a gentle person. I never wanted to be known as a person that was abrupt, that was hard to approach or hard to deal with. I've always wanted to be passionate. I want to be gentle in my being. So I'm finally coming in it to DJ Noni, and it's like, it's fun to be passionate. It's fun to be gentle, to be a gentleman.
Right. And so focusing on that and focusing on the character of Billy Dee Williams and his elegance, you're focusing out there on him, but that turns it back into you, and it envelops you in the energy.
Right. But I had to integrate both the negative energy and the positive. I had to introduce those two elements to one another so they can agree on one thing. That there's times it's okay to be aggressive and there's times to be gentle. So we had to come to an agreement, because a house divided against itself, what? Falls. So my inner house had to come together, had to become one. And so there were times when Billy Dee was real passionate, and then there was other times that, hey, it's okay to be angry, but let's do it with class. Let's do it with a little bit more precise here. You know, just get that message across a little bit better than the way we're doing, instead of being, you know, like going through being the Terminator. Just really just annihilating everything around you. But, you know, dealing with just that situation at hand. Sometimes you have to be rough. Sometimes you just say, whisper like, hey, you know, I really don't appreciate what you just said. Can we find another avenue to convey our message? And there was other times I said, listen, I really set my tone and I really want you to understand what I'm saying. So please get a hold to yourself right now. And so I'm learning that, and I'm really incorporating it in my life to be a gentle man.
And everyone, what he's saying is true. You can just see it in his eyes that this is all true. You are a gentle man. Okay, so now as a gentle man, focusing on this character, reflecting all of the energy back to you. Are you doing that when you're driving? Are you doing it when you're sitting still? That's the first part of your process is focusing on the character. What's the next part of your process, and where are you when you're doing it?
Believe it or not, it's a 24/7 process.
I love it.
When I find something that I feel as though advantageous to me, I sit back and I say, what can I do about this situation? I call him the gentleman. and that he helps me out, my gentleman.
So your meditation is 24/7.
24/7. I'm aware. I'm constantly present.
Constantly aware, constantly present.
Yes.
Mm-mm. Okay, so listeners, think about someone in your life who you admire, who you would want to emulate, and who you might be able to bring with you every day, 24/7, that would be there to remind you to be the kind of person that you want to be. For Mr. Todd, his desire is to be a gentleman, and his focus is on Billy Dee Williams and Billy Dee Williams' elegance. For you, it may be someone else. Maybe you want to be an adventurous man. Maybe you want to be a tough Arnold Schwarzenegger kind of man. You get to decide who it is that you might emulate and who can go with you. And I'll tell you, if I were going to bring anyone with me at this point in my life, it would be Wonder Woman.
Why not?
I was recently at a joint birthday party for my graduating class from Tamalpais High School. We had a really fun time, and a bunch of us girls were talking about life, and we ended up talking about this phenomenon or this action that you can take that's called the Wonder Woman stance. And if any of you have ever seen Wonder Woman, there's Mr. Todd is doing it right now. He just planted both feet on the ground and both hands on his hips. And I'll tell you, this group of gals got together and we were standing there. We planted right foot, we planted left foot, we planted right fist on our hip, we planted left fist on our hip, and we straightened our shoulders and pushed out our chest and lifted up our chin. And boy, just changing our stance made us feel really powerful. So we were laughing about that. Ha ha. Oh, isn't that interesting? Would you really do it? So I've been doing it and it feels good. But then later in the evening, I was talking to one of my girlfriends who said, oh, I'm really struggling with smoking. I really need to stop smoking. I've tried. I'm almost there, but I just can't quite do it. Oh my God, what do I do when I want a cigarette? And I just looked at her and I said, I can show you what to do when you want a cigarette. And she goes, really? And she forgot that 10 minutes ago we were doing this Wonder Woman thing. And I said, yeah, let me show you. And without saying a word, planted my right foot, planted my left foot, planted my right fist, planted my left fist, pushed out my chest, straightened my shoulders and said, I'm Wonder Woman. And she laughed so hard. She called me a few weeks later and said she quit smoking for good.
Congratulations to her.
Dang.
And congratulations to you for doing that.
Yeah, thank you.
You were present.
I was present. So hold my hand here. So DJ, Mr. Todd and I are holding hands in the studio right now. It's so DJ Noni. But he has given you a really great way to meditate and to bring a character and someone into your life that you can take with you and emulate so that you can be the best person that you can be on the planet. That's the meditation that DJ Mr. Todd is giving you today. And I'm reflecting that in something that I did in my life. And I'm glad that we have a similar wavelength here. And it's entirely possible that at some point that Mr. Todd and I will disagree on something, but not at this moment. So thank you for this blessing of this man on the planet to you. Help us with meditation. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, let's take a little bit of a music break, and we'll come back to finish out our session for the day. We're going to hear a little bit more of Keb Mo, his song, Keep It Simple. Okay, Mr. Todd, DJ Noni, Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
500 versions of the same old thing. Well, you know it's crazy. Y'all listen to me. Driving me insane. Well, now, I don't want to be a Superman. I just want to go somewhere. Use my hands and keep it simple. Real simple. Call my doctor on the telephone. The lines were open, but there was nobody home. Press one, press two, press pound, press three. Why can't somebody just pick up the phone and talk to me? Well, you know it's crazy. You know it's driving me insane. I don't want to be a Superman. I just want to go somewhere. Use my hands, keep it real simple. Real simple. Cappuccino or latte? Said the cashier. I said, look, boy, give me a small cup of coffee and let me get the hell up out of here. Well, you know it's crazy. And it's driving me insane.
This is DJ Noni, Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni. I'm here in the studio
with Mr. Todd.
With Mr. Todd on radio.dominican.edu. And what we have done for you is we have saved the epiphany moment for the last. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to find out from Mr. Todd what it was that actually led him to or motivated him to go on this retreat time. So let's find out. What was it that made it all happen, Mr. Todd?
I guess we all have a moment in life where we never will forget. This could be something dramatic, could be something very simple. Mine was semi-dramatic. For the first time in my life, I finally found something that I loved, someone that I loved. For years, I thought I was in love, but this time, DJ Noni, I knew that I was in love. I mean, madly, insatiably in love with this young woman. And I knew it, and I had to accept it. And I revealed my love. I showed my love. And my love was expressed. And it was well received. But there was that old part of me that kept raising its ugly head. And I just couldn't figure it out. And one day, he broke loose. I was not focused. I wasn't present. And I said some things that hurt her. And it hurt me in the process. I was like, whoa, where did that come from? And I finally felt the hurt that she felt, the look in her eyes and expression on her face. The moment the words came out of my mouth, I was like, oh, my Lord, I am truly, truly sorry. And I was in tears because I hurt someone who I truly loved and truly loved me. And I've never felt that kind of pain before in my life. It was devastating. I was knocked literally, people, to my knees. I was heartbroken. And I don't blame her for saying it's time to go. I don't blame her. And actually, I give her a round of applause for standing up to be a woman because she set her boundaries. You know, she put her Wonder Woman on. She put her Wonder Woman on. And I respect that. So now I had to gather my things emotionally, spiritually, financially, materially, and get the hell out of there. You know, pardon the expression. But in the meantime, I had to go into the wilderness. I had to unplug from everything. It's almost like the Matrix. I had to unplug from all of this madness. Well, I'm going to be a man. I'm going to tough this out. I'm going to go out and find me another one. She's not the only one. Those thoughts were going through my mind. Well, I'm going to tough it out by myself. I'm like, I can't make this journey by myself. But in the meantime, I need to go find out, do a diagnosis on Mr. Todd. So with that diagnosis, found out that I was just afraid. I was sad, and I didn't want to admit that. That dual cycle, you know, that there's an expression that says I'm a changed man, but I'm still the same man. And that's not true. When you change, you change. And that individual changed my life. And I knew it from the moment I met this individual that my life would not be the same. And it has not been the same. It was a blessing in disguise that the words that I spoke were a blessing in disguise, because I went into the wilderness and I found out who I truly am as a person. You know, and I really, every day I pray that her and I become friends again. But at the moment, she's on her journey and I'm still on my journey. And so we're doing our thing, and I hold no animosity towards her. And actually, I applaud her that she was able to say, hey, I love you, but you got to go. That's not what I want. And so with that, I didn't fall into the disparity of going out into the nightclubs, you know, woe it is me, women are nothing, da-da-da-da-da, you know, drinking, doing drugs, and, you know, doing all kind of sexual things with other females, you know, just trying to work things out that way. But I went into the wilderness. And I really turned over a new leaf, and I really appreciate the time that I spent alone. The beginning of the aspect, I was like, why me? I don't want to go through this. I can't do this. But over time, I started gaining strength, and now I'm standing planted. You know, I pull myself up by the bootstraps and say, you know what? I did have that radio show, and I've always advocated for men. Men do this, men do that. But in the midst of starting the radio show, that situation happened, and me being me, I went to someone who I greatly admire, and I said, listen, I can't do this. And they encouraged me to stay on the air. I said, no, I have to be true to myself and true to my audience that I need to go find out what's going on. So I'm back, ladies and gentlemen, and I found out what's going on, and I'm healthier now for this situation, because I really did go and do some diagnostic work, and everything's A-OK right now with me.
The word that comes to mind is integrity.
Thank you.
You saw what was happening. You admitted what was happening. You humbly stepped back and did the work. And from what it sounds like you did, you apologized. You made amends. And you let that person have their space and their feelings. And you took everything that you learned and you said, I need to put this to work in my own soul.
Yes.
That is integrity to me.
Right. And I didn't want to wait till I became famous. And, you know, because the conversation was recorded. It's not that I was afraid of the conversation being recorded, but I didn't want to come back 2 years from now, because I know that there's a purpose for me, and there's this destiny that I need to be, this plateau that I need to be on. I finally accepted that as well. And I didn't want to come back, oh, that happened years ago, and leave that alone. But I wanted to nip all that in the bud while I'm just a common person, per se. You understand, for lack of a better expression. So I wanted to say, hey, this happened. Let's deal with this now.
Right.
But I wasn't called out. Right. Someone said, you need to get this together. This is what happened. But
that's
no,
right.
I called myself out.
That's right. You called yourself out. You got it together. And if that person has anything left over and they have to do something about it, it's their thing.
That's their thing.
And you can stand still while they're flying all around if it comes back out. And you can say, you know what? It did happen. I didn't like it. I made my amends. I've made changes. And now it's on that person. And I think that's fair. And I think for all of us, this is an important place to be. Wherever it is that you are in your life, if you make some sort of mistake, that's a bummer.
Yes.
It's a bummer to make mistakes. But this is me talking, and the world says this in a lot of ways. It's very important to make amends and to admit that you've made a mistake and then make changes so that it doesn't happen again. You see it in the media when people say the wrong thing, and you see it in politics when people say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing or text the wrong thing. And so I hope that we all can have a forgiving nature and allow people to change. But Mr. Todd, I know you know this. If you find yourself doing that very same thing again, you're going to have to go on another retreat, right?
Yes.
Right? But I think that what you're saying is that really woke you up. That was a big epiphany, and the changes are going to stick.
Yes.
Okay. You heard it right here. So going forward, you're going to be talking about how men can visit this place in themselves.
Yes. You know, it felt as though I was in the valley of the shadow of death, because there was no one was calling to encourage me. No one was remotely even calling me. This went on for a year. And I was in the wilderness by myself. There was times when I wanted to come out of the wilderness, but I didn't have that release. And believe it or not, there were times when other men were calling me. You know why they were calling me? To get advice. And I felt like, I can't give advice. I did this. I said that. But I said, no, they don't know about that. And I was giving some of the best advice. And so, you know, I'm a biblical person, and I study scriptures. And it said, physician, heal thyself. And that's
Hallelujah.
Why, yeah, that's why I was on the path. Said, I need to find someone, universe to send me someone who I can relate to. Because most of the men who see me, they see me always smiling, jolly, but they do not know what's going on the inside. And I have to, not word beside, but I have to be that example, that shining beacon of hope. And I finally realize that that's what it's all about for me. I really appreciate that now, that people see me as a person who's very inspirational. And then someone did hear about my situation. It's like, I didn't know you was going through that. You didn't have that written all over your face. I said, I know. Isn't that something?
Okay, the next word that comes up for me, in addition to integrity, is authenticity.
Yes.
You are the most real that you can be, even when you're falling down. And you're allowing yourself to be a person who falls down, who gets back up, pulls himself by the bootstraps, and you're not constantly apologizing for who you are, but you apologize in the right places. And I think authenticity is rough to come by, and I'm really glad to see that you're embracing that.
Yes, and it's not just me just lucking upon it. It's for everyone. You know, that's why I want to share with men that, hey, you may have made some mistakes. You may have made some bad choices in life, but it's not over. This is what makes us. The scars that I have, you know, the visibly, you know, on my body, the character marks, they're the sign of I've been someone, a history. They're unique, and they're mine. They remind me of certain experiences. So this right here, this mark in life was like, whoa, I made it through that. Are you serious? I made it through that. I didn't have to go to drugs. I didn't have to go to alcohol. I didn't fall into depression. But I was forced to stand there and be alone with me, myself, and I. And we all became one. So we're best of friends now. Remember what I said, a house divided against itself will not stand.
No, it will not. Well, the last word that I'm going to put out for you is perseverance.
Perseverance.
So we've got a man that has integrity, who's authentic, and can persevere.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, Mr. Todd, it has been so great to have you in the studio with me. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. So now I told you one day, I will have a chance to explain to you why I disappeared. So and now you know.
Oh, you know, I had complete faith that you knew what you were doing, and I always hold you in the highest esteem. And when you came into the classroom the other day and I saw you, my heart leapt.
So. And it was nice to hear her say, DJ Mr. Todd. I was like, oh, they remember me.
Oh, yeah, are you kidding?
And it was funny. One of the students who's a graduate student now, he said, man, I'm ready to get on your radio show. I was looking at him like, okay, let me work some things out.
let me get on that.
Too great. Because I was encouraging him to come to my radio show. And 5 minutes later, someone else I had invited said, man, I'm ready to get on the radio show. I was like, okay, I guess it's time to get back on the radio.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, going forward, you're going to hear from Mr. Todd right here on Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni. Thank you for coming in today, and I can't wait to see you next week.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
It's been a delight. Okay, well, we have a little bit of Narda Michael Walden playing here. So let's just go with Narda Michael Walden, Safe in My Arms. Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni on radio.dominican.edu.
I'm only here to love you.
Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Finding your voice with DJ Noni.
That wraps it up for this week's edition of Finding Your Voice. I hope that within today's show you heard something that has helped or inspired you. These messages are meant for you to take in and use in your life. Let them into your heart and soul for encouragement and empowerment. And as always, feel free to toss what doesn't work and use what you like the best. Remember that no matter where you are on the journey of life, you can
stand tall, it gets a little better. I see the wall that we can break down together.
This is DJ Noni, encouraging you to reach your highest potential. Life, we can do this thing. Thanks for tuning in to Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni. Have a great week, and I'll be back next Friday, 2 to 4 p.m., right here on radio.dominican.edu.